USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The impeachment trial of President Trump resuming today with his defense team in control, continuing to push its case with opening arguments that began back on Saturday and ran through yesterday. The Supreme Court giving the Trump administration the go-ahead to implement new rules to make it harder for immigrants to get residency or to enter the country because they might need public assistance. It was a 5-4 ruling with all the justices appointed by Democrats in opposition. The new rules establishing criteria for who can be considered in need of benefits or public charges. President Trump will undoubtedly talk about it at a rally tonight in Wildwood, New Jersey, where this woman started lining up for tickets back on Sunday morning.
We love Donald Trump, and we love what he's doing for our country, and I'd stand here a week if I had to.
USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Investigators say the pilot of the helicopter that crashed, killing NBA star Kobe Bryant and 8 others on Sunday, was trying to avoid a cloud layer before he made a left turn into a mountainside. The National Transportation Safety Board saying the chopper crashed with enormous force, scattering debris. Visibility in the area was extremely poor at the time of the crash due to fog. Super Bowl 54 week is upon us. The San Francisco 49ers say they're feeling confident as they gear up for it. Players and coaches taking part in the Super Bowl opening night at Marlins Park last night. And Niners head coach Kyle Shanahan says he just wants his guys to play like they have all season.
Our team's played with nothing to lose. They've been aggressive. We've had no hesitation in everything we've done. And if you sit this week and get too caught up in the wrong things, you'll hesitate. And you got nothing to lose.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The very latest now on the Democrats who want to be president in 2020, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
With the Iowa caucuses set for February 3rd, Democratic presidential candidates are getting in as many campaign stops as they can. Former Vice President Joe Biden has scheduled events all this week in Iowa, and Mayor Pete as well. But for Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, things are a little more in flux due to the impeachment trial going on in the Senate of President Trump.
The schedule we had planned for Iowa is now in the garbage can, and we had to rewrite it very quickly. So
the Pentagon releasing an updated list of locations outside Vietnam where chemicals like Agent Orange used. USA Radio's John Clemens on the story.
10 new locations were listed by the military that Pentagon spokesman Chuck Pritchard describes as thorough.
This was a very thorough review through all of the records that were available and updated the list so that the VA would have the most accurate information to work with the claims from veterans.
This will help veterans who have health claims from their service in Vietnam.
The Department of Defense maintains a list of where Agent Orange and other tactical herbicides were used, both in Vietnam and in other locations. And then the Department of Veterans Affairs uses that information when veterans go to make claims that they have health issues related to exposure to these tactical herbicides.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.